Tehillim, Kuf Nun, the last Hallelujah. If you come late to davening, you can skip everything you need to skip in order to catch up, except for Baruch Shemai, Asher Yishtabach, and this Hallelujah is the next thing to say, number four. So of all the five Hallelujahs, if you have to skip all five of them, so you have to. But if you have time to say one of the Hallelujahs, you say this one, the last one. So let's try to understand what is going on in this Hallelujah. So Haluka Halu El Bekachai, Halu Bekia Birkia Uzai. The Malbim explains, referring to Hashem Bekachai, who's referring to in Shemayim, Shalom B'Terach Teva, Lamalim in Ateva, like through the Malachim. And then there is Halu Bekia Uzai, which is in this world, the Teva. Hashem has two Hanhagas with us, with Lamalim in Ateva and with the Teva. So we're praising both of them. Then Pasuk Beis, Halu Begvur Sav, Halu Kurev Gulay, which the Malbim explains corresponds to what we just said in Pasuk Aleph. Begvur Sav, we're praising Hashem's greatness, the strength, which is Lamalim and Ateva, and the Kurev Gulay, all of his greatness, which is going on to the Teva in this world. We're thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for both aspects. Now, Pasuk Gimel and Dalid and Hey are now mentioning different musical instruments. Take a shofar, nail of a chinor, toifu machol, minu v'ugav, tzilos le'shama, tzilos le'srua. These are all forms of musical instruments. But the Malam explains also these correspond to the ones that are praising the Malam and Ateva, and ones that are praising Teva. Shofar, nail of a chinor, toifu machol, he understands, are going on the Malam and Ateva. These are the special musical instruments which Hashem is dancing. It's as if Hashem is dancing at the head of the circle, and we're playing the harp and blowing the shofar. And then we're praising Hashem with the teva. There's no dancing. There is regular instruments, meaning ugav and the other klishir. He also highlights one time it says shofar, one time it says trua. Shofar is a noise we make, Rosh Hashanah time, but it's something which brings out or shows Yirah Shemayim. Trua also has that element, but he says Shofar is more of a Yiras HaRemimus, with the fear of the greatness of Hashem, whereas a Trua represents the Yiras HaOynish, where we're afraid of Hashem because of the punishments that we could get. So we have these elements. So on the one hand, we're very happy singing, praising Hashem. The other hand, we recognize there's certain Yira that we need to have, which makes sense. Every time that we are happy and rejoicing, we can't get out of control. Has to be gilu v'ra'ada, praising, rejoicing with trepidation, with Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Einish, and Yiras HaRemes. And we end off, Pasuk Vav, Kol HaNeshama Ta'aloka HaLuka, which has a Pashup Shad is that we're praising Hashem with all the Neshamas are praising Hashem, all of the creations from the Shemayim down to Aretz, we're praising Hashem, but also with Kol Neshima, with every breath that we take, we praise Hashem. So every Neshama and every Neshima is praising Hashem. So when you look back at Kuf Nun, it's like a culmination of all the halukas of Hashem's creating the world and running the Teva and not Teva. We're praising Hashem, the Teva and the Lamalim and the Teva. And we're praising Hashem with every Neshama and every Neshima. Tehillim Kuf Nun.